Yaha, that which. Ayam, this. Kalaha, time. Minutes, hours, seconds. Tasya, of him. Te, of you. Avyaktabandho, O my Lord, you are the inaugurator of the unmanifested, the original Mahatattva, or Prakriti. Cheshtam, attempt, or pastimes. Ahuhu, it is said. Cheshtate, works. Yena, by which. Vishvam, the entire creation. Nimesha adihi, beginning with minute parts of time. Vatsara antaha, up to the limit of a year. Mahiyan, powerful. Tam, unto your lordship. Tva ishanam, unto you the supreme controller. Kshema dhamma, the reservoir of all auspiciousness. Prapadye, I offer full surrender. Translation, O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but a form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Brahma Samhita 552, Yachakshir Isa Savita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurtirashesha Tejaha Yasyagya Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakro Govindamadi Pudusham Tamaham Bhajami. A very different translation than we find from Bhaktisiddhanta, but it's appropriate for this message here. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, the supreme personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. Although we see the cosmic manifestation as gigantic and wonderful, it is within the limitations of Kala, the time factor. This time factor is also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Jakshena Prakriti, Suyate Sacharacharam. Prakriti, the cosmic manifestation, is under the control of time. Indeed, everything is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has no fear of the onslaughts of time. Time is estimated according to the movements of the sun. Savita, every minute, second, every day, every night, every month, and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under time's control. Quoting again from the verse above, Brahmati Samvrita Kala Chakra. The sun moves within the Kala chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord has no fear. And he says it again. Same thing. The Lord is addressed here as Avyakta Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in motion? It's the potter, of course. Although sometimes we can see only the motion of the wheel and cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord who is behind the motion of the cosmos is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limits of time, but time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. So those that are joining us that weren't with the previous section, this is Devaki, offering prayer number 3 after Vasudeva's offered his full prayers. Krishna's there before them both in his Vasudeva Krishna form, as we've seen so many times in a nice painting illustrating this situation. And we've been discussing, the verses are discussing, her, Vasudeva's and Devaki's Mathura mood, on the one hand, and on the other hand. On the one hand, it's very clear to them, and they're explaining it in very explicit terms, the divinity, the transcendental divinity of the personality before them. And on the other hand, there's parental affection. And so there's this astonishment and wonder and praise, and there's also apprehension, fear, concern about Kamsa may come and try to kill you. That's the parental protection mood. And triggered by Prabhupada's explanation is the prior, he's killed 6 sons of Devaki. So that's traumatic. And that trauma is, in one sense, triggering. And then on the other hand, the astonishment at seeing this wonderful form. So as the mother hears this form. So there's these dual transcendental emotions raging within Devaki, and so built within. Prabhupada's purport here is expressing specifically about time, and it's because that's what's in the verse. But other commentary by Acharyas speak, again, it's she's recognizing his divinity in various ways, and she's seeking his protection. She's wanting to protect him as a mother. She's at the same time seeking his protection. That's this kshema dhamma at the last line of the verse. Kshema is means protection, and it's one of the 6 symptoms of surrender, is seeing the Lord as my protector. She sees him as her protector. She's surrendered. Kshema Dhamma Prapadye, I offer my full surrender. She wants his protection from Kamsa, who may come and try to kill him. It's irrational, we've been discussing. It's transcendental emotion that's just lovely, fully explicable in terms of rasa, in terms of the emotions of love in transcendence. Um, the previous verse introduces the topic of time. It mentions the duration of the life of Brahma as Dvi Prarartha. That's the first half and the second half. First 50 years, second 50 years makes his lifespan. And that's found, this is Canto 10. In Canto 3, there's this lengthy, whole chapter-long description of calculation of time by the atom. And just we'll go there for a moment because it connects to this concept of time, which is everything that's in Prabhupada's purport. An atom is, by definition, by Vedic definition, the smallest particle of matter. So now within an atom there's subparticles, but the smallest unit of particles of atom. And one nimesha is the amount of time it takes for the sun to cross one atom. And then so many nimeshas make the next one, and so many of those next ones make the next one, and all the way up to Dvi Prarartha, then to eternal time. That's a very fast overview of that chapter. And the Lord is the controller of both. So in the previous prayer, it's prayer number 2 of Devaki, she's speaking about the person who's standing before her is the controller of creation. She's speaking specifically about the withdrawal of creation and the oneness of the creation in relation to him. And so this verse, according to our acharyas, to clarify, this verse is intended and is doing it, to clarify that time isn't just self-manifesting and self-operating, it's under the control of the person standing before her, Krishna. It's one of Krishna's intrinsic potencies. We discussed a little bit yesterday, Vishishta Advaita, the teaching of Ramanujacharya. This is one of his Vishishtas or attributes. It's him because it's his. And emphasis is made, I find it helpful. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary writes, what is time? Then answers, time is cheshta or kriya shakti. So the word cheshta is here in the verse twice. Cheshtam ahus cheshtate yena vishvam. So cheshta means endeavor or activity or work. The word for word Prabhupada is used here. Cheshtam, second line, attempt or pastimes. So it's the energy, kala shakti, or he gives this other term, kriya shakti. Kriya is the shakti is the potency of activity. Kriya shakti. So, attempt or pastimes. It's the Lord, the creation in the third canto is described as one of Krishna's pastimes. Normally you don't think of pastimes as being creation. We think of it as what he does in Vrindavan and Mathura and Dwarka and so forth. That's his internal potency. And then there's creation, but that's his pastime also because it's moving. It's moving. That's cheshta. It's moving by the force of his potency of time. And what's time? So the word for word is kala, time, parentheses, minutes, hours, seconds. Divisions of time are big and small and medium. But the smallest unit, Nimesha Adir, the third line. Nimesha, beginning with one Nimesha. And then you add so many Nimeshas and eventually you get the creation. And then there's the period of cosmic annihilation of the same duration. It says Nimeshas stack up. Even when there isn't a sun, it's still that duration of time, even when the sun is withdrawn. Time is a fascinating topic. It's, according to Baladev Vidyabhusan, it's one of the five essential topics in Bhagavad Gita. And it's the topic that's spoken the least about in Bhagavad Gita. And it's not threadbare discussed in the Bhagavatam, but here's a section describing it, and then Prabhupada's purport and Acharya's purport. So I'm fascinated by the topic personally. We had some discussion about how is time working in the spiritual realm. Well, time as we know it, Prabhupada's phrase, time is conspicuous by its absence. But that doesn't mean there isn't eternal time, because that's eternal time is a medium or a potency or an aspect of Krishna by which he performs his pastimes. His other pastime, the eternal pastimes, is through the agency of time. Things move in this realm and in the spiritual realm through the agency of his potencies. And time moves his potencies in this realm and the spiritual realm. Time is really important. You don't have activity without time. It's really simple. Withdraw time, you don't have activity. I don't have time. Withdraw the time potency, the whole creation collapses. It's withdrawn. Pull the plug and it's... That's what the previous verse is saying, the cosmic annihilation. And during the period of cosmic manifestation, it's his potencies moving under the influence of time. It's only he exists. It's only he exists in this abheda sense, that the energies and the possessor of the energies, there's this relationship of oneness. So that's this now in the first line, avyakta bandho. The relationship between the unmanifested and the source of the unmanifested. Because the previous verse was describing cosmic annihilation. And the vyakta merges into the avyakta. So that avyakta, then only Vishnu exists, or Narayan exists, or only Krishna exists. But that's true when it's extended, it's true when it's in the avyakta. So under whose control is it, manifest or unmanifest? It's that person standing in front of me, Vasudev Krishna. You're the source, the inaugurator. Inaugurator has something to do with time. There's a time for cosmic annihilation. There's a time for creation. There's a time for maintenance. There's a time for dissolution. Everything's moving by time, and time is under your control. So, what does that mean? What does that mean, practically speaking? I have to stop at 8:10. Yes? I have to stop at 8:10. Okay. Okay. Any questions? There's just as there's a relationship between the topic from yesterday, Prakriti, and the spiritual abode of Krishna, that's the para Prakriti, and the living entity is part of the para Prakriti, but the whole of the spiritual world is part of para Prakriti. And the verse yesterday ended up with that which is that spiritual realm is Anantashesh. It's not just the serpent, but it's everything, the paraphernalia, the abode, the dhoti, the, you know, everything that's the spiritual realm manifest by Anantashesh or Balaram and his expansions. So that's the spiritual reality where eternal time is in full force, that the pastimes are eternal. And for the purpose of creation, time as we know it is manifest, which is a sub-potency of, an expansion of, one of Rama Devi's potencies. That's eternal time. The sub-potency is time as we know it. And it's past, present, and future. So so repeated three times, just for sake of emphasis, is the movement of, from Brahma Samhita. The movement of the sun is happening under the force of time, Kalachakra. Kalachakra. Fixed orbit. And Prabhupada chooses to translate this as fixed orbit of eternal time. Well, the sun isn't eternal, and therefore the orbit of the sun is not eternal. It's one of the arguments that Jiva Goswami, very detailed in his style, explains that when we're meditating on Gayatri Mantra, the Savitu, which is also mentioned here, it's not the worldly sun. There's no time for the explanation. It's transcendental sun. It's sun that doesn't come into being. So it's Surya Narayan. It's the Supreme Lord, the presiding deity of the sun. Because the presiding deity of the sun isn't destroyed when the sun is destroyed. And that presiding deity of the sun, it's the Kalachakra that permits, through his time potency, the movement of the sun, which is a sub-potency of the eternal time. The relationship between the created realm and the spiritual realm is really important. Otherwise, we have no basis for devotional service. This can be offered to Krishna because it's his. And understanding that relationship between it and him is very important. And similarly, the relationship between time as we know it and eternal time is really important. Because otherwise, how can we engage in devotional service? You need time to do devotional service. Yes? Have to end at 8:10. So, but that service is eternal. There's a connection. And so the connection is unto the Supreme Lord. She gets it. She's explaining it. And yet, mysteriously, she's afraid. She's astonished. She understands, as Prabhupada is saying in the purport, he can't be touched by time. And it's time that destroys things, not Kamsa. It's time that destroys things, not Kamsa. And she knows he's the controller of time, and I'm afraid. So, Kshema Dhamma, please give your protection. Now, Prabhupada translates it as the reservoir of all auspiciousness. Well, protection is an auspiciousness. It's a transcendental auspiciousness, because the devotee need not be afraid. She's afraid for him. And the devotee need not be afraid knowing that the Lord's protection is there. So it's not that Maharaj Ambarish felt no fear when the fiery demon sent by Durvasa Muni began pursuing him. Those who are under the Lord's protection know they're not, their eyes aren't closed. They can see here's a danger. And then when they see a danger, just like the residents of Vrindavan, they take shelter of Krishna because he's the protector from danger. He's that place we go when we, and where is there not danger in this world or for Leela's sake in the spiritual world? There's this bhava of danger. So when it intensifies one's shelter taking. So the pure devotee is in that consciousness that the Lord is my protector. And not partially. A nice explanation, I'm going to end with this because it's almost 8:10. A nice explanation given by Jiva Goswami about the King Nriga. By good fortune, King Nriga had not seen Krishna, but he heard about Krishna. And having heard about Krishna, he became attracted and wanted to see Krishna. He became a bhakta, a strong bhakta, wanted to see Krishna. But he had one foot in two different boats. And one of those boats was just in case, or to enhance the strength of bhakti, my wanting to see Krishna, I'll do lots of pious activities. And that'll help me get to the place where I can see Krishna. So that's, according to Jiva Goswami, was the reason behind, besides it's an auspicious activity, it's a pious activity, he was relying on it to fulfill his desire to see Krishna, that is, giving so many cows and doing all of it, because it's not just cows, it was a whole big thing that he did on a regular basis. Auspicious activity. To help qualify himself to see Krishna. Therefore, the Leela was enacted in such a way that he was then cursed to become a lizard, and he became a lizard, and Krishna saw him at the bottom of the well, the cowherd boy, so they got Krishna, and Krishna reached down the bottom of the well and touched him as a lizard, and he became King Nriga again. He saw Krishna. He paid a little bit of a price for his one foot in another boat, another dependence other than fully depending on Krishna. Of course, it's a pastime, but there's a nice lesson. Our full dependence should go to Krishna, which is the message of the Bhagavatam. In order to attain the stage that Devaki and other great personalities have attained, the stage of unalloyed devotion. No other shelter. There's more things to say, but we're out of time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Or Pimanandi.